Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
What a week it is going to be. Holy cow, name the thing, and it's happening this week.
This segment's been extended by 10 minutes, just so we can tell you all of the things.
Debbie's going to have to do traffic in the middle of it, and then we'll have to continue.
Yes, then we'll take a short break. We'll come back with the rest.
The EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh kicks off today. Grab your plane, head up north, and enjoy the festivities. You're going to be there today.
Heading up there today.
Lambeau Field's going to be busy as the Packers shareholder meeting takes place. Camp getting underway for the Green Bay Packers. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is going to appear before a House hearing to discuss the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump today. So that should be a juicy back and forth, I would imagine. President Biden was to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Not sure if that's going to still take place, though, given his COVID situation. Been trying to effort that. Northwestern Mutual's annual meeting is this week in Milwaukee. You've probably already noticed. Lots of reps from across the country are here for that. On Tuesday.
Geez, that's just today.
Milwaukee will be the political focal point once again. Kamala Harris comes to Milwaukee. Now, as of now, this is likely the VP's first campaign appearance since the announcement from President Biden that he is not going to run for re-election. So I don't have a lot of details of where or when, but she is going to be here tomorrow, and that will be a big speech. Lots of people will be paying attention to that one. The post office is going to commemorate Jeopardy's host Alex Trebek with a forever stamp, honoring the former host's birthday, also the host of Jeopardy, of course, for like 80 years. On Wednesday, Netanyahu is going to address Congress to talk about the war against Hamas. It's also Milwaukee Night Market on the west side, of course. On Thursday, oh, here come the Harleys. Harley Davidson, yep, there it is, thank you. Harley Davidson Homecoming starts Thursday. Of course, bands are going to play at Veterans Park over the weekend. What, we got the Red Hots, Jelly Roll, Hardy, Offspring, Cypress Hill, amongst the many.
Yeah, the Jelly Roll Friday and Red Hot Chili Peppers on Saturday.
Yeah, so that's all taking place, so that's exciting. Comic-Con International at the San Diego Convention Hall there, the annual event for comic book, film, and TV enthusiasts. That happens.
It's the only thing happening not in Milwaukee.
Yes. Everything else is happening right here. Also taking place this weekend. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jawohl.
German Fest begins. One of the largest German festivals in North America. German Fest Milwaukee, known for its authentic food, culture, and entertainment. You can bring the family, raise a stein, poke the night away, and make it your tradition. Huh? What do you think of that?
You know, Usinger's makes a German Fest brat.
Okay.
That they only do in and around German Fest. It's pretty tasty.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, also on Friday, if you don't want to do that. The Olympics, all eyes on Paris. All eyes. The world turns its attention to Paris for the opening ceremony. Now, the Olympics actually start Wednesday. Some rugby games and a soccer game going to take place early. So they don't actually wait until Friday to get going. But here we go.
So do we say the Olympics start on Friday or not?
The opening ceremonies, you could say, right?
I feel like so.
Is that fair?
Okay, fine.
So we'll go with that. We'll say the opening ceremonies. Then on Saturday, Milwaukee Brew Fest at McKinley Park. Taste your way through unlimited pours at McKinley there.
Where are they going to put that?
It's at McKinley. I don't know how they're going to squeeze that in there, but it's in there. The famous racing sausages run walk is also Saturday. And if that was not enough, guess what's happening next? Yes, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show is this weekend as well. It just continues. Name the thing, and it's happening. At the movies, it's Deadpool and Wolverine blasting their way into the theaters. We'll see if they can take on Twisters, which has done fairly well.
Yeah, what did we say? $80 million? That's a pretty solid
That's good start
open
for Twisters.
These days, right?
That was a quality summer flick. When you have something like
yeah,
that,
like
it's
perfect,
a
right?
thriller. It's got CGI. It's got scary stuff. It's got, I'm sure, some kind of romantic interlude
yes,
in there.
Yes, of course. If they only would have listened to this guy.
Yes. That's your weekend and your week ahead.
Everybody caught up? News About Your Money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update, Dow Jones Industrial Average. I'm sure we forgot something, right?
No, that was everything.
We'll get the
There's no way I missed anything. There's no way possible.
Right? Dow Jones Industrial Average left things at 40,288. That tumbled another 378 points. The NASDAQ down about 145 in trading on Friday to 17,727. The S&P 500 closed at 5,505. That was off about 40 points. Get an honest opinion of where you are financially and where you're headed. Work with a fee-only fiduciary. Start at annexwealth.com.